Sam Edmund joins me, SEN Chief Reporter. Welcome to you, Sam. Have you been a maths man or a MasterChef man or a batchy man? What have you been in recent times?
No, I gave up on reality television a long, long time ago, Dwayne. I'm off that train.
So you'd watch footy on a Wednesday night even if this coronavirus thing wasn't around?
I think I would. I think it's probably fair to say, and it's not an outrageous assumption to make after what we've seen in this unbelievable season, is that going forward, I think we'll see some more Thursdays and we'll probably see some more Mondays as well. And certainly no one is going to scoff at a six-day break anymore, are they? And the footy world has changed forever, I think. But I think when it comes to the 2021 fixture, and who knows if that will be forever unveiled in one big hit like it has been for forever and a day. We might get that in chunks as well, but I think it's fair to assume that we're going to get some games in, or more of them on a Thursday, maybe a few more Mondays as well.
So would you have a fortnight, a footy frenzy fortnight next year anyway, regardless of whether the coronavirus is still with us to the point that it is now and we're in lockdown or not?
Well, I think you just touched on it then. It might suit for school holidays. You know, you have a two-week burst of games during the school holidays. I think what we know now is that games and clubs and players can cope with it perhaps better than we thought. We have had some injuries, yes, but I think we were expecting them to be dropping like a scene out of MASH, which hasn't quite been the case. And in fact, to the contrary, the club and player preference at the moment, from what the AFL are hearing in their consultations with them, is that they're happy for the show to go on, keep the footy festival rolling on.
Absolutely. And if they can add two or three games, if we can get a 25-26 game fixture, it's closer to being even though it still wouldn't be 100% even. What have you got for us? Selection news. You've got a bit of Max Gawn news, I understand, and it's not good news.
No, it's not. Big day today. Coaches speaking everywhere, Dwayne. And you touched on this earlier. This is a hugely important game looming between 10th place Melbourne and 7th place Collingwood tomorrow. Now, the Pies inside the 8 by game only. The Demons are outside the 8 by game only, albeit they've got that match in hand along with Essendon. So Simon Goodwin moments ago confirming Max Gawn will miss with a PCL problem that he copped, obviously, a week after suffering that torn shoulder muscle. The Demons, to salt the wound, have already lost Luke Jackson to a hamstring. Max's young understudy. So Braden Pruce comes in, hasn't played all year, just the one unofficial scratch match to his name. So huge responsibility for Braden Pruce, assuming that Brody Grundy does play and the Pies perhaps resist the temptation to give their ruckman a bit of a rest. So they're going to go with Pruce in the ruck, and that means obviously Tom McDonald and Sam Wiedemann stay forward. But just on the Pies, Dwayne, Scott Pendlebury, the captain, confirmed to return. Darcy Moore confirmed to return. Jamie Elliott's back, and Will Hoskin-Elliott is back. So even though they've lost Braden Sire to a quad injury that, let's be honest, puts his season now in some real jeopardy, doesn't it? They're getting some real reinforcements in.
Yeah, imagine if Pruce plays really well, because he's kind of dropped off everybody's radar, and good recycled ruckman are pretty valuable these days. So yeah, and we might end up with this bumper trade period at the end of the season as well. So that's a watch this space, because Luke Jackson does look like he's got a long-term future at Melbourne, and Wiedemann's just started to find the ball. So do they need Pruce going forward if Max Gawn's going to be fit? You got some other good news as well. Sorry, go on.
I was just going to say, he was a high-profile trade only a couple of years ago, wasn't he? Of course, from North Melbourne to Melbourne. And I think a lot of people thought, why would you go to Melbourne when Max is obviously sitting on the ruck throne there? But he was happy to play with Max Gawn and serve as his understudy. But for sure, going forward, everything up in the air. It's going to be interesting to see how he goes. You see with ruckman a lot, though, don't you, Dwayne? They can be first-up specialists. We don't see them for ages. They can come in for their first game and put in a blinder.
Yeah. Maybe he's the next Mark Pitternet. Maybe he actually goes somewhere else and finds that's where his spot is, and he ends up staying in that spot for a whole year and having a good season. You got some Carlton news, speaking of Pitternet. You got some Bulldog news as well.
Yeah, so just with the Dogs, Lockie Hunter confirmed that he will make his return to the game on Sunday against the Crows, obviously stepping away for personal reasons or mental health reasons. Now, there's a few rumblings about Hunter's future at the club, Dwayne, this week, which Luke Beveridge, the coach today, said was quote-unquote a made-up story. Now, Beveridge explained that Hunter was due to play last week, but he had a calf niggle at training. He had to ice it afterwards, and they just didn't want to risk it. But then the midfielder raised eyebrows by turning out in that scratch match, didn't he? So Beveridge said the reason for that was that it was just part of his journey to get back, and they didn't want to take the risk at AFL level after so long out. But a bit strange that he would run out in the scratch match. Johannesson's going to miss with the ankle. Zane Cordy, we know, has that chest muscle injury, and Vandermeer, the youngster, is being managed.
Jesse Hogan's new life as a backman, how far away is that?
He's still in the classroom, Dwayne. Unfortunately, we won't see him. He's still learning the craft. But Justin Longmuir, the coach, pointing out today that the Dockers have conceded the fewest points in the competition across the last 3 weeks. So he's going to be made to earn his spot back there, Jesse. Michael Walters, he's a permanent fixture, so he returns. No issue there against the Blues from that hamstring injury that he copped in round 11. But Jesse Hogan just continues his apprenticeship there, playing down back at training and in these scratch matches, Dwayne.
North Melbourne, are they starting to look at 2021 yet?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely the case. It's a full rebuild. We know that the battle plan's being drawn up as we speak. Ben Brown's going to miss again. Thankfully for them, that knee injury not as bad as initially feared. He was getting close to resuming this week, was given every chance, in fact. But they're going to give him one more week. Of course, it looked like a really serious one against Geelong when he was tackled by Mark Blitzars as well. And Kyron Hayden, the youngster who was poleaxed a few weeks ago, going back courageously with the flight, still sidelined as well as a result of that, Dwayne.
But his commitment to the cause was, admirable. So that's the good news. And you mentioned some Adelaide news might be on the agenda as well. Adelaide, you can either talk about them all day or not talk about them at all. It just depends on how you want to look at their season.
Yeah, exactly. Brad Crouch, according to the coach, Matthew Nix, he's told the Crows that he wants to stay. Of course, so much conjecture and speculation about where he will play his football next year. He's a restricted free agent. We know that Geelong are very interested. Richmond have raised some interest there as well. Just about every club has touched base with his management. He was last year seeking a five-year deal to stay at the Crows, but at the same time, no doubt testing the waters about what he could get elsewhere. It was all too hard last year, given he was contracted. But watch this space, obviously, with Brad Crouch, the coach probably saying all he can really say at this point. So we'll wait and see. And just some breaking news, Dwayne, on the fixture, which we await the release of, pushed back somewhat until later on this afternoon, rounds 14 to 17, we await. I can tell you that the opening of round 14 will be a Thursday night double header. It'll be Hawthorn and Essendon in Adelaide and Richmond against West Coast at Metricon. So West Coast back on the road for, we assume will be, without putting cart before the horse, a fly-in, fly-out job to Metricon Stadium, back on the Gold Coast. But don't think they're going to hub at this point. But we did speak about this yesterday, didn't we? Assuming they're obviously going to play finals, and the finals we think will be up and down the Gold Coast and the Brisbane region. They might need to hub there. But certainly they're on the road as of round 14, the Eagles.
Yeah, I'll take a punt on the finals, Sam. We'll put it in the vault. I reckon the first 3 weeks of finals in Adelaide and Brisbane, so you play at the Adelaide Oval if it's a Port game, you play at the Gabba if it's a Brisbane Lions game, you play at Metricon if it's a neutral game involving two Melbourne-based teams. First
no
week,
Perth?
3 weeks. Perth grand final.
So first three no weeks finals final, in Perth until the grand final.
But you lock in the grand final and say, okay, the grand final is going to Perth, you've got it, regardless of whether the West Coast are in it or not.
Yep.
But the first 3 weeks of the finals, Adelaide, Brisbane at the Gabba, and Gold Coast Metricon Stadium, I reckon, how's that for a guess?
It's not a bad guess. I tell you, they're certainly not out of the running. We spoke about this yesterday, Optus Stadium. If they can somehow get it to the fact that they can have a sellout crowd and it's all safe and they can put 60,000 in there, it makes it pretty much a no-brainer, doesn't it?
It does. Absolutely. Absolutely it does. And I think they'll have to lock it in. The AFL will presume they'll have to lock it in before we know who finishes top. So it might be, they might feel aggrieved if Port Adelaide finish top and the West Coast Eagles finish second, then it ends up being a home grand final for the West Coast Eagles. But, in this year, I think that's an understandable way to have to go about it. Who knows? It might end up being two Melbourne-based teams. It might be Collingwood and Richmond, or Richmond and St Kilda in the grand final in Perth. Who knows? We'll have to wait. It's an exciting season. Maybe I'm too involved in it, but I'm probably enjoying it way too much. Great to have you, Sam. We'll join you later on in the program if you get that draw.
Good on you, Dwayne. Look forward to it.
Sam Edmund, SEN Chief Reporter. If he gets the fixture beyond what he just gave us, then he'll bring us that a little bit later on. Back to your calls after the break. 1-300-736-736. The open line for Werribee Kia, Australia's number one selling Kia dealership at Werribee Kia. They're still open. You can buy a car online or over the phone at Werribee Kia. So 1-300-736-736. You call, you get on. Andrew Gaze is going to join us later in the program as well. So look forward to having a chat to him. We'll go through the rest of the round with Campbell Brown as well. And a few of you text 0433 98 11 16. In terms of games every night for a two-week period, we can't cure the golden goose. Just look at the BBL. Linton, thanks for that, Linton. Yeah, I get where you're coming from, but I think a two-week window of games every night, so this mid-year footy frenzy or a fortnight footy frenzy, I think it's got a bit of a ring to it in the middle of the season. G'day, Dwayne. The SCG is a problem for every team that plays at the SCG. The modern game of 30 players getting to contests makes footy unwatchable at grounds like the SCG. Foss in Geraldton. Thanks for that. Hi, Dwayne. What do you think of the NBL season? What do you think that will look like? Crowds and hubs. Andrew Gaze to join us a bit later on the program. I can see the NBL season starting on Christmas Eve and having crowds, fingers crossed. But it's a lot of water to go under the bridge before that. But that's a hopeful guess. And who are you backing tonight with your two old clubs? Yeah, we'll talk about that a little later on. Huge game tonight. We haven't really previewed it just yet. We'll do that with Campbell Brown. Perth Grand Final can't work. 14-day quarantine. Well, it can work maybe if you have a week off between the prelim finals and the Grand Final, which I don't think is ridiculous to do that. So maybe that, because I think you want your best players playing in the finals. And if we are going to have this congested fixture, I think it wouldn't be so bad to make sure that you have as many players fit for the finals as possible. Maybe you could play the prelim finals and the grand final in Perth and have the week off before the prelims, perhaps. Just a thought, and who knows what the border quarantine restrictions are going to be like in 2 months from now anyway. Take a break. Your call's next.